The following talk was given by Father John Hardin, July 14th through the 18th, 1999, Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life, Chicago.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed to the crowd another parable. The reign of God may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in the field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds through the wheat and then made off. When the crop began to mature and yield grain, the weeds made their appearance as well. The owner's slaves came to him and said, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where are the weeds coming from?" He answered, "I see an enemy's hand in this." His slave said to him, "Do you want us to go out and pull them up?" "No," he replied, "pull up the weeds and you might take the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time I will order the harvesters, first collect the weeds and bundle them up to burn, then gather the wheat into my barn." The Gospel of the Lord.
I believe the most appropriate subject to speak on as we close this retreat is our supernatural life. We use the term so often, it can become habituated and have lost its profound meaning. We know there are two levels of life that human beings can possess. As long as we are alive in this world, the body and the soul, we have what we call the natural life, the life of our human nature, which keeps us alive, enables us to think, to speak, to live as human beings. However, as Catholics we know, our natural life is not enough to assure our heavenly destiny. We are to acquire a supernatural life, which we did when we were baptized. When we speak of a supernatural life, believe me, that is not just another word. The super, in the word supernatural life, means when we are baptized, we receive a life which is greater, higher, more important than our natural life could ever be. Why? Because when our bodies die, unless our souls possess their supernatural life, no one can enter heaven. What then is the supernatural life that we acquired at baptism? It is, first of all, a life which is nothing less than a share in the very life of God Himself. When our first parents sinned, they lost the supernatural life for both themselves and their posterity. God became man mainly to restore the supernatural life to the human race. He had to have nothing less than the death, the physical death of the God-man, to merit, as we say, the restoration of our supernatural life. It is this life which we must have when our bodies die, in order that our souls may enjoy the vision and share in the happiness of God Himself in heaven. The supernatural life is first of all super above the natural life, because it gives us a share in nothing less than the life of God Himself. The supernatural life entitles us to the blessedness of heaven, unless, all this needs to be said, repeated, and prayed over, unless when our bodies die, our souls either have or will not have the supernatural life. Unless our souls possess the supernatural life when our bodies die, is your faith and mine. Otherwise, we shall not enter heaven. We shall not be happy. Our souls, as we casually say, will be lost. How important is a supernatural life? It is indispensable. That's our faith. It is indispensable for seeing the face of God and enjoying His presence for all eternity. The supernatural life, I repeat, is a share in the very life of God Himself. This life began in our souls when we were baptized. If we've sinned gravely in our lives on earth, we have lost the supernatural life. And how indispensable, I repeat, how indispensable is a sacrament we casually call confession to restore the supernatural life of our souls, without which, when our bodies die, our souls will not possess God or enjoy Him for all eternity. The supernatural life of the soul is conditional. What do we mean? Unless we remain in the grace of God, unless we retain sanctifying grace, when our bodies die, let me repeat and say it as loudly as I can, unless when our bodies die, our souls are alive with the grace of God, is your faith and mine, we shall not behold the face of God for all eternity. Oh, how we Catholics had better understand what this supernatural life means and how indispensable it is to keep, to retain this life of the soul. So when our bodies die, dear God, that our souls, be alive with the grace of God. This is your faith and mine. What then, we repeat, is a supernatural life? Is that life which the soul must possess when the body dies? We are Christians. We believe we have only one body life to live on earth. We believe when our bodies die, our souls will continue living on for eternity. But these souls of ours must be not only alive, as we say, naturally, when our bodies die, our souls must be alive supernaturally. Otherwise, this I repeat, is your faith and mine. When our bodies die, our souls must be alive with the grace of God. Let's be clear. Our bodies will all die. Please God, our souls, when our bodies die, will be alive with the grace of God. We've asked, how important is a supernatural life? It is so important that unless, when our bodies die, we possess in our souls this supernatural life, hear it, we believe it, our souls will be lost for all eternity. The first part of our homily, the importance of possessing the supernatural life on earth, so when our bodies die, our souls will be alive with the grace of God and thereby enabled to see the face of God in heaven for all eternity. We go on. This supernatural life that our souls possess must be retained. Must be, I repeat, retained until the last moment of our bodily's life. What we should not do, what sacrifices we should not be willing to make, anything, everything in comparison with a supernatural life is, and I use my words deliberately, everything else is useless. All the wealth in this world, all the education we can receive, whatever else we may have obtained during life, is useless unless our souls are alive with the grace of God. is not only, though mainly, that we should remain supernaturally alive all through life. There is no price, nothing that can compare with the value of this supernatural life. Only God knows, but how many human beings sell out, give up their supernatural life for the world offers them. In my vocabulary, there is only one real insanity, and that is the insanity of giving up one's supernatural life for some pleasure, whether in soul or body. Now, the world keeps tantalizing, tempting us to give up their supernatural life and exchange what the world offers us. May I recommend that we ask God and mean it. Ask God to take our natural life, take us out of this world, rather than, shall I say, ever, shall I add again, lose our supernatural life. Nothing, absolutely nothing in life can be compared with the indispensable value of living and dying, dying in body, while our souls possess the life of God. Oh, how tantalizing the world can be. How many millions of human beings the world seduces. Let's make sure for the rest of our lives here on earth, we'll never, never, repeat once more, never lose our supernatural life by committing what we casually call a mortal sin. Everything in our lives depends on our retaining our supernatural life, no matter what the price may be. Body death, I mean it, body death is cheap compared to dying supernaturally by losing the grace of God. We are closing a retreat. May I make one recommendation that all of us ask God to rather take our lives, our natural lives, than ever shall I ever again lose our supernatural life. The most precious possession a human being can possess is the life of God in his soul. When our bodies die, please God, our souls will be aligned with the life of God. In comparison with that, everything in this world is utterly meaningless. One more reflection in his homily. During the retreat, more than once, I've emphasized the importance of sharing our faith with others. You fathers have shared your faith with your children. However, you know, as well as I, you're living in a world which is, dare I say it, hell-bent in tempting all of us to give up our supernatural life for all kinds of trinkets. Nothing in this world compares in value and importance with sanctifying grace. The most precious possession God Himself can give us. Please God, I am confident in all now in the grace of God. We've all lived long enough, been exposed to enough of this world's seduction to realize the world wants nothing more than to seduce us to give up our supernatural life, for you name it, what trinket the world can offer us. I would like to make a resolution for all of you, with you. Pray and ask our Lord and mean it. Dear God, I ask you, I beg you, protect me from ever, shall I say again, losing the grace of God. I beg you, dear Lord, deprive me of everything, including my natural life of the body. Dear Lord, I beg you, take everything from me, rather than ever shall I add once more again lose your friendship by committing a grave sin. This retreat will have been only as valuable, only as precious in the eyes of God, as you are willing for the rest of your days, shall I add, for the rest of your years, to be willing to give up anything, everything, including your bodily life, rather than ever lose the grace of God. Lord Jesus, we love you, and loving you we know we are in the possession of your friendship with sanctifying grace. There is nothing, dear Lord, nothing else in this world that I consider more precious than the possession of your grace. Dear Lord, as a fruit of this retreat, I beg you, dear God, to take my bodily life rather than ever shall I have ever again lose your friendship by committing a mortal sin. Oh, how this world needs, desperately needs, holy Catholics. Catholics who realize, believe with their whole soul, there is nothing in life in comparison with the grace of God. Dear Lord, we beg you, we plead with you, to take our lives, our body lives, rather than ever again allow us to lose your friendship. Because, dear Jesus, our happiness from all eternity depends on our retaining our supernatural life until you call us out of this life into eternity. Lord Jesus, we believe nothing, absolutely nothing, has any meaning, any value in comparison with the life of God we believe we now possess. Lord Jesus, we offer you our bodily lives. We ask you, and we mean it, take our bodily lives rather than allow our souls ever again to lose that life which you gave us when we were baptized. Oh, how this world needs, how desperately the world needs holy Catholics, Catholics who are willing to give up anything, everything, rather than gravely offend God. Lord Jesus, we ask, we mean it. We ask you to take our body lives rather than ever allow us to lose the life of our soul. Because, dear God, unless we possess this supernatural life, when you call us out of time into eternity, our lives here on earth will have been worse than useless. Dear Jesus, we mean it. Take our body lives from us, rather than ever again allow us to lose your grace by grave sin. Lord Jesus, we mean it. We ask you to keep us alive naturally for just a short time, but supernaturally to keep us alive beyond our bodily death for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.